This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So, Mitt Romney is rich. That's not news. But until today, the former Massachusetts governor and Republican presidential candidate had refused to release his tax documents that show just how rich he is. Well, now we know. Over the last 2 years, Mr. Romney and his wife claimed an income of over $20 million a year.
And almost all of that was income from dividends and interest on investments, which means he paid an income tax rate of about 14%. That's much lower than the typical salaried worker pays in America, but it is what the federal tax system allows. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has been going through the Romney tax documents, and he joins us here in the studio. Hey, Kurt.
Hi, Anthony.
Well, so let's start with that headline. He paid a tax rate, what, of 13.9%? You've been looking through those returns. What did you find?
Well, Romney released, remember, only his 2010 return and a projected return for 2011. And you're right. You know, this headline that's out there is that it's, you know, he's paying an effective tax rate of around, you know, under 15%. It's not surprising because this is sort of the hot button issue that, you know, gets at income inequality that the Occupy Boston movement really symbolized here. Romney's returns show that, you know, he does have big numbers for income, but it's pretty clean. And interestingly, he actually pays a higher tax rate than U.S. Senator John Kerry paid.
So that's interesting. What explains that?
Well, one big reason is that Kerry and his wife, also, like Romney, have most of their income from investments, but much of that is invested in tax-free or tax-exempt municipal bonds and other tax-exempt investments. Romney basically has all of his investments in taxable ones.
And that has to do with because of the kind of business he's involved with, right?
Right.
He has been involved with.
You know, one of the folks who sort of helped me run through the 400-some pages of returns was Mark Giano. He's a CPA from Hyannis. They also have an office in Cambridge, and here's how he put it.
The dearth of tax-exempt investment in this case reflects really Governor Romney's personal experience in industry. People that have that experience and that inclination probably find the tax-exempt bond world a little too boring.
So nice for Romney that he sounds more exciting than John Kerry. Now, the other thing we can sort of break down in this percentage rate is the fact that Romney gave a lot of money to charity, and if he didn't, his tax rate would actually be higher. But when you give to charity, it's tax deductible. He also, you know, deducted his state income taxes that he paid. He also got hit by the alternative minimum tax. So if you only look at what's considered taxable income, something that he could be taxed on, he only paid 17.5% of that amount.
And when you say he gave a lot of money to charity, what did he give to charity?
Well, he gave $3 million to charity, which was about the same amount that he paid in taxes. $1.5 million of that went to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, his Mormon church. The other half basically went to his foundation, and that foundation in turn made its own donation.
Well, of course, that corporate 15% tax rate that he's paying on dividends, it's already become a campaign issue. Where does Romney stand on this tax rate anyway?
Right. This is the proposed Buffett rule that Warren Buffett says, you know, that wealthy individuals should pay more than his secretary does. His secretary, by the way, I think is going to be at the State of the Union address tonight.
Right.
You know, it's important to remember that dividend taxes used to be the same rate as wage income that, you know, most of the rest of us pay. It's something that President Bush lowered. The stated goal was to encourage investments so you don't get taxed on them as much and you're more willing to invest. Governor Romney says in his platform he wants to keep that lower tax rate permanent.
All right. Now, let's turn very briefly to what Romney's tax returns tell us about his local connections. For example, what did he pay in state income taxes?
Right. So we don't have the state returns per se, but we see on his federal returns that he reported paying $700,000 in state income taxes. And because so little of that came from speaker fees that he might have made in other states, we basically know that the majority of that, at least $650,000, probably went to the Commonwealth. He also paid $200,000 toward real estate taxes. Some of that, of course, went to his home in Belmont. He didn't take the mortgage interest deduction that most homeowners take, meaning in all likelihood he doesn't carry a mortgage.
And not particularly surprising given his level of wealth, right?
Right. Why would you want to have to worry about that bill every month. Romney also, on the same note, he's not taking any Social Security income, even though I think he's eligible for early distributions.
And Kurt, come back a little bit to those charitable contributions. As we mentioned, he paid about the same amount to Uncle Sam that he gave to charity in 2010. I'm not sure if that says a lot about his philanthropy or if it speaks to how low his tax rate is. I mean, how do you balance that?
Yeah, well, it's certainly remarkable the amount that he gave to charity. But of course, half of that was tithing. It's not exceptional, but even what he didn't give to the church was relatively high, even for folks in his income bracket. His family's foundation, by the way, gave $100,000 to the Bush Library, which doesn't, you know, hurt Republican friendships, to his alma mater, Brigham Young. It also paid out grants to a number of Boston institutions.
All right. Thanks very much, Kurt.
You got it.
That's WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch, talking about Mitt Romney's tax returns.